three talented sisters who are known as GFM have a sound that will literally melt your face off. And they also have a genuine heart to minister to those that are hurting. In just a few moments, they're going to join us to tell us what they've been up to and share with us some very exciting news about an upcoming tour that they have coming up in spring of 2022. Well, welcome to the Raven's Heart. Boy, oh boy, I've been off for a week and look what happens. Welcome to the Raven's Heart podcast and live stream. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Ladies, we already have a comment from Jermaine. He says, we love you, GFM. So welcome. And I understand that you're kind of like on a lunch break right now because you're up to something new, a new project, and you're in California in the studio. Hey, can you whet our appetites about what you have that you're working on right now?
Sure. We are in the studio right now. We always make such like a big thing and we're really grateful. We're really excited for this new project that should be coming out next year. We can't tell when, but yeah, we're really excited for this opportunity. We are working with Barry. He's over there. Are you going to tell the studio that we're in, Maggie?
Yeah, we are in Secret Hand Studio. So if you don't know, the guys from A Perfect Circle, Jeff and Matt, they work here. They own it. They've created this whole giant place. And there's like a whole living quarters in there. So if you're like staying here, you can actually stay here and eat here and wash your laundry and stuff and then like eat, sleep, record, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's super, super cool. We explored it and we filmed a bunch for our YouTube channel. And yeah, we're just GFM project just number whatever.
All the creative juices.
Whatever number this one is.
Have you guys left the studio at all?
Yes, we are eating so much food here. There is so many food places, and we are actually to celebrate when we finish all the recording, we're going to get Korean corn dogs. So oh. We're excited for that.
That sounds like fun. And William Bell says, much love from Maryland. They're from Baltimore. Whoa. So yeah. Hey, thank you for joining us. And wow, I'd love to see all that eyeball up there with all those numbers next to it. Thank you for joining us on Raven's Heart. Hey, if you're watching us on YouTube Live, go ahead and subscribe. So it was about 2 years ago that I interviewed you all last, and that's when we had an audio podcast. And, you know, I do have to say this. The partner that I had doing the podcast, after we got done recording, he said, save that. Save the entire recording, just the raw audio that you have, because they're going to do something someday. And I think you guys are really doing that and fulfilling what he said. But how would you say that GFM has grown and changed the most in the past 2 years?
There's like several categories, I would say. So with our music, I definitely feel like we have matured. Yeah. And just been able to like get out our emotions and like between each other into music better. And so it's been really cool to see the progression in that, especially in these songs. I literally cannot wait to get them out there, but Maggie would kill me if I didn't. I like snuck any information out.
I think we've also progressed in like Team GFM as in mm-hmm. a whole. We have seen so many new people join our little community and everyone from different aspects, whether it's from our Twitch with gaming or from our TikTok with our dances that we do, or our vlogs from our YouTube channel, so many different people coming together and just being able to grow our community and see everyone in person at shows as well. It's really cool, especially when we do those big like crowd photos. It's like, oh my goodness, yeah. Our little group has grown so much. Yeah.
That is so cool. And we've got Jackson. He says, hello, GFM. And we also, boy, I really appreciate coming in. And Steve, he says, the song Bones is a banger. Keep on keeping on. And we're going to talk about that in a few moments. Let's rewind a little bit to a little bit earlier in 2021 with your release entitled Where Were You? Can you tell us what this song is about?
Yeah, so we usually, with our music, we try to keep things very upbeat and very, like, poking fun at life, poking fun at things, and taking life on with this, like, sassy outlook. We feel like if you can keep yourself laughing, things don't hurt as bad. But at the same point, we do know that serious things do happen in life, and we don't want to just ignore those because they don't just go away if you brush things under the rug. And we did have somebody who was a very big part of helping us become a band, helping us do like our first photo shoots and first like graphic designs and stuff. He committed suicide a few years ago, and we were on tour when we found out it happened, and we knew things had been pretty rough for him, and we didn't 100% know, like, oh, well, I don't know, like, should we say something? We're kind of young, and this is like some adult, like, was he going to even listen to us? It's not really our place to say something. But at that, like, once that happened, we were like, why didn't we say something? And they held this whole lantern ceremony, and there were so many people who joined the Facebook group and then showed up, and so many people lit off lanterns, and we couldn't go to it. And we're like, where were these people when he was like in his worst place? He was like crying for help, basically, and nobody was there for him. And so we wanted to write a song, not only to call out ourselves and like people today who are just sending like, oh, sending my thoughts and prayers on a Facebook post, but just to remind people, like, there's so much stuff that's going on that people don't talk about. And, you know, just one conversation could change the outlook of somebody's entire life. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to reach out to people and to let people know that you're struggling, because, you know, we want people to think we're perfect and don't have anything wrong with us. And so it can be scary to be like, hey, I don't know if I want to be alive anymore. Like, that's a really big thing to like tell somebody. So we've had conversations with a lot of people and are encouraging them to say, if anything, send a text to somebody and say, can you check up on me, because I'm not doing the best. And so that started so many conversations for so many people. And we're meeting people years later who didn't think they would be alive the next day, and they're still here because of stuff like that, which is super, super cool. And it's an amazing opportunity we've had to be able to reach people like that.
Yeah, suicide is and I'm sitting here just thinking about it, because with a lot of the work that I do outside of here, I do have a full-time job as well, actually a couple jobs, and I have to work with young people, and they talk about suicide and the attempts of suicide, and, you know, just, it's a reality. And it wasn't that way when I was growing up. I mean, in 2017 to 2018, the statistics show that just in that year, even before the pandemic, suicides went up between young people of the ages of 10 and 24 by 50%. Why do you think that this is such a prevalent issue among young people right now?
It has to be with that, like, putting that perfect persona out and just promoting yourself, because if you have this great life and then people can be like, oh, I wish I want to be like them. I don't know, social media created this, like, we have to push that out and live the best life so other people can be jealous of that. It's a very twisted kind of mindset that is out there, but it is relevant. It's true today. And it's not just young people too. We were playing festivals this past summer, and it was of all walks of life, different cultures, different genders, ages, different, like, everything. And people are coming up to us and were like apologizing us and saying that they try to take their life and they are sorry that they failed us. And it's like, how it just made us so angry, because it's like, don't ever apologize that you got through something. Like, you took that step. It's not our music. It's not our platform or who we are, like, putting us on a pedestal. Like, no, that was you making that decisions. And like, we were thanking him, we were hugging him. It's like, no, don't ever feel sorry for like getting through something like that or even dealing with that, because it is a known thing. And kind of like one out of five people, they deal with this stuff. I would even argue everyone deals with some sort of, like, not mental illness, but either with depression or anxiety or just stress or insecurities, just from our daily walks of lives, the stuff that are in our circle, from relationship wise or job wise, just trying to make a living or just be alive anymore. So just making it where it's not idolizing it, but it's normal. So let's talk about these things and let's hold our hands and not act like we're perfect and like shaming people for being and like trying to help themselves.
Yeah. I think that's another thing is because it has become sort of a, not a well way, but a normal way of people dealing with their depression or their anxiety. And unfortunately, I feel like people aren't fighting as much for like to put effort forth with people. And they kind of are just like, well, it's too far gone. I give up helping them.
Well, either that or it comes from both extremes. People are either so it's so taboo they don't want to talk about it, or it's glorified and joked about. And it's become this new joke that especially kids our age and like on apps like TikTok, the whole joke is like, oh, well, I'm just going to kill myself or like stuff like that. If there's a minor inconvenience, and it's become so glorified in that aspect through TV shows and stuff that it's become a monster of itself that it didn't used to be.
It's such a normal way of thinking of escape that now people don't realize how much it'll truly affect. Not even, like, yeah, it's your life, but also the people around you, how much it affects like the world you live in and how much like people will miss you. And people have kind of taken a step away from that and just are like kind of completely normalizing the act. And it's really sad to see that the numbers are going up and shooting up. And not only that, but with any like really mental health problem or issue, the numbers are shooting and people kind of don't really care. I mean, it's spoken about, but there's not a lot of actions that are done to help it. So we just want to create a community that it's open to talk about, and we're not here to judge, or we're not even like, sometimes people just want someone to listen. And so we'll be that ear. We won't always like, we'll ask like, is it okay if we give advice, or is it okay if we, you know, try to help you? But if you just want to rant to someone or just want someone to listen, we're here for that too, because that's also very important. And we want to just create that atmosphere that it's okay to not be okay. We just, it's not okay to stay there. So we want to be there with the people while they're down, and we want to try to help them, encourage them to get back up.
If there's somebody that wanted to reach out to you that maybe is watching this live stream or this podcast, how can they get in touch with you?
So we run all of our own social medias. We kind of grew off that too, where we have a Discord. And so can you explain kind of what Discord is?
It's another app type thing that is basically a giant group chat with anybody that can join. And so that way we have tons of different people. Like, I think there's over 100 people in there now, which is really crazy because we didn't think anybody would join our Discord. But there's different sections, different hobbies people like to talk about, different like meme sections where you can just post all the things that you think are funny. We have a section where people can post all their dogs and stuff, but we also have like a prayer request section or a section where people can go to if they just need somebody to talk to. So
it's not just reaching out to us, but we've created this, it's a family. So if we're not available, so like we're out here recording now, I feel comfortable with a group of people that we have similar interests. I can trust them. So we're building not just, oh, come to me, but come to us, a group of people. Right. It's not just GFM, but it's Team GFM now. So, but we do run all our social media. So we have like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I have my own personal Facebook.
We have a Twitter.
So some people have Twitter. We have so many platforms that it's all under the GFM band.
Yeah. And we run them all. And we make sure that we try and get to every question or DM or message that we can, every comment. And we never want anybody to feel like we are just kind of ignoring their messages, because we try to get to every single one that we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really appreciate what you're doing and some of the things that you're hitting upon, you know, with the pandemic and with social distancing and quarantining, the fabric of society kind of dissolved, the fabric of community really kind of dissolved, where you would find that support. And you really truly have stepped in. You've taken a step forward in faith and in courage to build a community when we have this issue that's going on. And, you know, I'm not, you know, diminishing COVID at all, but really this, you know, suicide is a pandemic that is going across the country right now. So, I mean, as you were saying, you know, all walks of life, all ages. And I really appreciate all the comments that are coming through. This is the most comments I've gotten during a live stream, and I can't keep up with them all. So please go ahead and I'll go through later on. And the ladies, they do have to get back to work this evening, back on that new project. So let's take a quick look at a few minutes of this song, Where Were You? And I want to talk about that. And I got a couple questions about it too. So this is GFM with Where Were You? That is what I call, wow, you guys really have grown in the past 2 years. I love the complexity of all of the melody, different melodies being interwoven together. I noticed that. I was like, this is a really mature sound that you have. And I like stuff with, you know, this is what I like. It's got everything in it. It's a potpourri of beautycore. Beautycore potpourri. I want to talk about the video for a minute because I'm really fascinated by it. The visuals in this are just awesome. You did it in a castle. Where did you film this?
So it's about 40 minutes from where we live, and it's in St. Augustine. And it's this 100-year-old castle that this man, like, or the family, that they hand-built, like, actual concrete, like seashells
from the beach.
And he made it, and it's been a church for 100 years. And he's just this like crazy cool hippie guy, and is like so sweet. And he let us use it for free. It was just really amazing. And Mackie always wanted to have these big ball gowns.
Yeah,
and
I was run through a castle at one point in my life with a giant dress on. And we're like, let's do it for this video. Why not?
So basically that castle was in your backyard. That's the GFM castle.
Yeah. And that's the first time I've ever been to it. It's like, we honestly didn't even know it was there.
You know, the whole like Batman, the Batcave, and it looks like this like fancy house, but underneath it, there's all this bat stuff. Like, that's our GFM layer.
That is so cool. And about the dresses, the colors, they just pop in the video. And is there a reason why you chose those particular colors? Is there a symbolism, or is it that you just like that color?
Lime was my favorite color.
Though, because we did film that video and then I edited it. And so it was a lot of symbolism of just like having it kind of be a like dark atmosphere. And obviously the topic is a darker topic, and then have like a pop of color and a pop of brightness to be like a little unsettling. Like, why is it so happy with such like
why is it so pretty with such a like topic
like this? And it's everything else is so dark. Why is it sticking out? So we just kind of wanted that little bit of an uneasy feeling while you're watching it, like kind of emphasize, like when it's something so like deep and serious like this could be completely covered by something like, oh, I'm so happy and it's all so pretty. And it's kind of easy to fool the eye. And so we just wanted to make sure that symbolism was out there as well.
You guys are so deep. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate about GFM is that you have substance to what you're doing. You're not just, you know, doing music, and you're not just, you know, out there trying to make a name for yourselves. You're really doing something that is worthwhile, and there's a lot of thought behind it. And I really believe God is going to continue to bless you as you do that. Lulu, I have a question for you. In watching you in that video, you remind me of Jeff Moon from The Who, the drummer for The Who. Just your style, your intensity. How many drumsticks do you break, and drum heads do you break a year?
A year? I thought you were going to say a show. I was like, oh, one or two. I don't know.
Lulu breaks a lot of drumsticks.
I do break a lot of drumsticks. You break them during shows, but then you also break them during practice.
She was running on two drumsticks. Oh, no, it was three drumsticks. And we had like four more shows, and we were like, Lulu.
And then we just started like a 2-week tour. And she's like, I don't have drumsticks. And so we had to like drop ship that. Or no, we don't think we ended up drop
shipping. I used a homie's drumsticks.
Yeah,
for the rest of the
she had to borrow them.
Because people end up stealing them. Like, they'll run up to her and then take them.
We stole my drumsticks on tour. Dude, okay, there's this. Okay, short story. We played a festival, and there was this guy going around asking for drumsticks. And no problem, like, with people asking for drumsticks, whatever. I personally, my thing is if I break it, I'll throw them out. If not, I probably am not going to hand them out because I'm not sponsored. So they are expensive.
And plus, you already didn't have a lot.
Plus, I did not have a lot.
She's running off.
So I had them in my backpack, and somehow this guy got to my backpack and took the drumsticks.
It was empty.
He was still asking for drumsticks.
He took all four of her.
I guess he needed some drumsticks. But yeah, that's how I got to 3 drumsticks left on that tour.
Wow. Okay. That is an interesting story. I did not know that that would unfold that way when I asked you that question, but that is absolutely fascinating. So I want to talk about the song that you just released the video for, Bones. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yes, yeah, so that song actually started out just as a joke in our living room. We were trying to come up with stuff to write for
which one is that one on Operation Takeover? Mm-hmm. Operation Takeover. So we were trying to come up with stuff, and Lou was just like singing the chorus like a campfire song though, and she was like going through the list of all the different bones you could break. So she's like, "My leg bone, my back bone," like just going down the list of all the bones you can break in your body. And then we decided, we're like, okay, that was really dumb, but the first part sounded really cool, so let's keep that and make it into a thing. And it's just become about this person that it could be a like romantic relationship, it could be a best friend relationship, it could be a parental relationship, just any like family member, anything like that, anyone who has hurt you and has secluded you off to where you are cut off from everybody. Mm-hmm. And it takes you kind of off guard because, you know, you're blind at that point because you're like, oh, this person loves me. I love them so much. Like, they would never do anything to hurt me. And then you realize a year later, you don't talk to anybody that actually cares about you anymore. And the only time you talk to anybody is that person who manipulates you the whole time and hurts you. And then they leave you and you're left there with nobody
to the core.
Yeah. And just isolated, and there's nobody there to help you, and you feel like you have nobody there. And we've talked to so many people who have been in that situation, with their parents or with, a romantic partner. Mm-hmm. And it really does just tear you down because you gave up everything for them. You gave up your family, you gave up all your friends, everybody who like had the best interest for you, who might've been telling you no the whole time. You gave it all up to be with that person, whether it was with your parents or with a romantic partner or with a best friend or with somebody like just a random roommate that you moved in for college and stuff. And, you know, when they leave you, there's nothing left, and mm-hmm. you feel like you've hit rock bottom. And it is so important for those people that you have left behind for them to be open and to welcome you back with open arms and to let you know that it's okay to come back, because that's something that keeps people from going back a lot, is either, oh, they'll just hate me, so I'm not going to go back. Or sometimes we end up being too prideful to admit that we were wrong. And we don't want to be like, we don't want people to tell us, I told you so. And so you don't want to make the effort to go back. And it's so important for the family and the friends to be very accepting and non-judgmental and, you know, talking about it when the time is right, but letting them heal first and then being like, listen, man, what were you thinking?
Yeah. We have to realize as a community and as a human society that the only way to move forward is to not get walked over, because like people will make mistakes and like people will use you and like mistake after mistake. But if we hold grudges and we hold pride, then there's going to be no moving forward.
Yeah.
There's
going to be the importance of forgiveness and
communication.
It definitely takes a lot of work, and at first it's going to seem like you're letting people walk all over you or you're just letting people get away with stuff. But at the same time, you know, what did Jesus do with the woman at the well? He didn't go and like stone her. He
brought to light what she did.
Yeah, he brought to light what she did, and then he said, go on to no more. Like, I have nothing against you. And the lady that everybody was stony, he turned them all away and said, well, if you have no sin, then you throw a stone at her. And they were all like, I don't know, I don't want to do that. Yeah.
I know. Like, I can't do that.
And he said, I don't condemn you either. Like, go on to no more. And it's this aspect of, I am accepting you. I know what you've been doing. This is what you did wrong, but it's okay. We can move forward from that. Mm-hmm. Let's be better. And it's something we've struggle with ourselves and had to learn how to communicate with our own family. And it's what's made our bond as sisters so strong. It's what made our family strong, because the music industry does tend to chew people up and spit them back out. And you're like left like all in a weird shape and you don't look like you used to anymore. And so our family, we're very glad that it hasn't torn our family apart, but we've had to learn a lot of lessons of how to properly communicate, how to properly, you know, like keep each other in line, because it's hard having a business with your family, but also having a music business with your family.
It's understanding that level. Understanding that true grace, which is love and truth. Like, I'm not going to love you too much to watch you die, but I'm not going to give you too much truth to watch you run away. So it's a fine balance.
You know, if I knew this stuff when I was your age, I would not have gotten as much trouble as I did. My life would not have been
trouble.
As much.
We definitely get in the trouble.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, something I'm learning from this, though, just talking about how many drumsticks and drum heads Lulu breaks, and then her song about breaking all the bones. I have learned that I am not going to mess with her at all.
No, listen, the funnest time we've ever had, we went to a rave room, and you literally they give you like glasses and glass plates and a microwave and a mirror, and that you give like sledgehammers and you go and you just break stuff. And it was the most fun we've had in such a long time. You just, it's such a release, and you just get to take things and throw them at the wall. And it's been crazy.
That does sound like fun. Well, we had a viewer, he just said to us that the Bones video is absolutely amazing. It's Jackson. He said that. Let's take a quick look at a few, about a minute or two of that. And I want to talk about a few things on that as well. This is Bones by GFM. That you bring to the stage is just unreal. And I mean, it's just so intense. You guys, that is the best way to describe you, is intense. Now, I have to do this, and this is probably one of the most appropriate times to do this. Those of you that have been following Raven's Heart and Lithos Cry know that our mascot is my Boston Terrier, Mac the Metal Dog, and he approves everything that we play here. And yes, Bones, of course, gets the Mac the Metal Dog seal of approval. Now, he thought the song was about something else when I told him what it was. And he started licking his lips and getting a little bit excited, that twitch in his eye that he was going to get a Scooby snack. But he loves Bones. What is it that you guys enjoy most about performing on stage live?
I definitely have to see like the crowd reaction, but creating that energy with Maggie and Lulu, like we have our own special kind of language, like we have our signals, and just kind of like cracking jokes on stage. And we try to see how much we can get away with on stage without the audience knowing what we're doing. Like, I'll turn around and just be talking to Lou about dinner later, or like talk about video game stuff.
I can always come back to my drum set farting on me and then run.
No, my goodness. Oh. Well, our dad gets upset because he sometimes stays like backstage or side stage and he sees us talking to each other and he's like, "What are you doing? Focus on the show." And it's like, we're focusing. We're just talking. We're hanging out. We're having a good time.
That is so neat that you're able to do that, that you're free enough to do that, and that you're not so stressed about what you're doing. And I think that adds to the power of what you're doing on stage. And Jennifer, she describes you this way. She says, "Intense on stage, the coolest and kindest off the stage." Best way to describe GFM is you guys are intense on stage, and you're doing an intense work for the Lord, both in the music that you're doing on stage and what you're doing for people who are hurting. Now, one of the things that I really do, I love this about GFM, is the irony in the visuals that you use. And let me pull something up here, because I think this is just great. This is kind of the way that I think sometimes. This is the artwork that went along with the EP Operation Takeover. Look at this. Now, we see here, it looks like a Sweet Barbie Dream House and Sweet Barbie Dolls. You know, it looks like we're going to listen to some nice pop music here. And then when you take a close look at it, it looks like you guys are trying to take over the Barbie Dream House. Now, what is the symbolism here? Or is this just some repressed childhood thing because you didn't get the Barbie Dream House for Christmas? What's going on?
No, our dad was very supportive of us when we were young and would play Barbies with us, but then when the heads would pop off, he would duct tape them back together. And so, well, we would take them and then like
you would attach them to the ceiling fan, and then we would like turn the ceiling fan on and watch them fly.
So it doesn't have anything to do with that. it's definitely about taking that, you know, the American dream and kind of opening the curtain to it and realizing how much, like, exposing how fake it is and how much there is that can be different and how you don't have to follow the status quo to, you know, be successful in life, and you don't have to look a certain way and act a certain way and dress a certain way to be, one, happy in life, but also to be considered a holy Christian. Like, we're trying to let people know, like, there are so many different avenues to where you can still enjoy life and also be like glorifying God in that way. And it doesn't have to be like this boring, like, repressed thing. Like, being a Christian should fill you with an eternal joy. Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to be happy all the time, but you can come to life with a different perspective and see the bigger picture. And you're able to take a step back for a second. And, you know, that has helped us, you know, kind of open that curtain and say, maybe this American dream isn't what it's all like led up to be, you know? Like, there's so many other things that you can put your effort into that will help you be successful in a lot better ways than just following what the stereotypical successful lifestyle is.
And that is really walking not according to the course of this world, but walking according to the course of what Jesus, the way that he wants us to walk. It's the total opposite of what we think. And you guys have probably noticed this, that a lot of people who on the outside that we think are achieving the American dream and life is just a bed of roses for them, they are absolutely miserable. They're never fulfilled. It's always got to be more. It's got to be more. And you're absolutely correct. The only person and the only thing that can really truly fulfill us and make us happy is Jesus, totally. We have to take a quick 30-second commercial break for our sponsor this evening. And when we come back, I want you to share with me the big news about the tour that you have coming up in the spring. So can you stick around with me for a moment after this commercial break? We will be right back. And we are back. We are back. So big news. This spring, you guys are taking to the road. And it's not just a small tour. It's a big one. Give us the details. Who are you touring with? What's this all about?
Yes, so we are going on tour with Ozzy. We are actually direct support, which is super, super cool. And also Crash Karma and The Nocturnal Affair. They're going to be on that tour as well. And it is a full U.S. tour. We're going all the way west. We're going to California again. We're going to Nevada. We're going to lots of places we haven't been in a long time. We're going to Maine. I don't know if we've ever actually been to Maine. So
it's gonna be freezing
all the way. Yeah. And it's March, April, May. So,
well, that's still
us Florida girls are not going to be very happy in those northern states.
I mean, it's spring, so the snow should be melting.
No,
by then.
It's still snow snowing.
It's still gonna be snowing.
But we're super excited to go on that tour, and we do tour vlogs every tour we go on. So we're excited to see.
We've got a lot planned. A lot of big things.
All the tour
footage
because there are shows like basically every night. So
yeah, it's almost every single night. And if you don't know who Fozzy is, it's Chris Jericho's band. He is the famous AEW wrestler, so I'm going to get him to teach me how to flip people, and I will do it on stage the last night of the tour. I will flip Chris Jericho. He has nothing. I will make that right now. And no. If it doesn't happen, no. I don't know what's gonna happen, but it will happen by the end of the tour.
Ask him how to do a face buster, a neck buster, or the pile driver. That would be really, really cool. Just keep Lulu away from that for us, please. then there's also the classic, the folding chair. Bring out the folding chair. So where can people find out about the tour and the tour dates and all that so that they can be there?
We have the tour poster. It's posted all over our social media. Everything is at the GFM Band. We have all the tour dates and ticket links and stuff on our website, thegfmband.com. You can find it all on Fozzy's website, all his social media. All the event pages are uploaded on Facebook already. So if you go to our Facebook page, make sure you click on the ticket link, buy your tickets, and RSVP, click that you're going on the Facebook event. And they told us to let everybody know that you need to buy tickets because some of the shows are going to sell out. So if there is a show in your state, make the drive. Come see us because it might sell out and there's a chance that it will sell out. And we want to be able to see as many people there as possible. And we want to see you guys.
Specifically Team GFM.
Yeah, we want to see Team GFM, especially if we've never played in your area of the country before. We are also doing VIP, so if you want to see an acoustic session by us, we've got new merch stuff that we are giving specifically for the VIPs. They're on our website, thegfm.com. You can go to the merch site and you just let us know what date you're coming to. And yeah, and Chris Jericho also has VIPs if you want to. I don't know if he body slams people or not, but you know, might be cool. Might be worth a shot buying VIP too. So yeah, there's lots of things you can buy. Lots of cool stuff that can come with all the stuff you can buy for tickets and VIPs and everything. And it's going to be a super fun time. We've got lots of people coming on the road with us this time. Both of our parents get to come. We have a guitar tech that's coming with us. And we have someone who's coming with us to run merch. And she's super fun. So we're excited to have a bunch of people with us and just get to know everybody. It's going to be really fun.
What a combo. I love Fozzy. It's a great band. I love Chris Jericho's voice, and I just love everything that they do. And have it paired up with GFM, that is going to be a powerful, powerful show. And yes, don't be surprised if when you go to Maine and the northern states that there's still snow on the ground in May. Oh, I grew up in Connecticut, and there were times I'd go back up for spring break in April, and there was still snow on the ground, or it would just melt before I'd come home. Hey, it's fun, but make sure you get some lobsters up in Maine and enjoy the lobsters up there. So before we close, we're getting really close to Thanksgiving. And can you guys just share with us something that you're thankful for, especially through 2021?
I would definitely have to be thankful for, I want to be specific. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm thankful for Maggie and Lulu. But specifically, where we are at as sisters today is so different from like even last year. And so I'm grateful for our progress with our communication, being open with each other and being understanding with each other. Because obviously we're all like, we're different. We're not like three twins. What is the
triplets?
Three triplets. Like, we all think alike and we are aliens. Like, no, we obviously have all like dislikes.
She's called triplets aliens.
No, I'm saying,
so that, saying we're like not symbiotic creatures.
But we're all different human beings, and being together constantly, like we're living together
in one room
for two whole weeks. Yes, for 2 whole weeks. And that is a struggle as 3 girls and as well as family. So you can put up a wall with friends, but your sisters, there's no wall. So to overcome that and not hate each other, it's a big accomplishment for us. So I'm really grateful for that.
I think I am most grateful right now for just everybody supporting GFM. Not only just our fans, which has supported us from the beginning and support us in ways that continue to blow our minds. We're like, oh my goodness, I didn't know you could keep supporting us in that way. I thought it only got to a certain point. But even people who are just now finding out about us, either because of the tour or just anything, like they're just randomly finding us, just the support that everybody has shown and helped push us and helped grow, and everything that's going on in the background of people we've met who are fans of GFM, who are helping us in the business side of things. I'm just super grateful for all those opportunities that God has brought us, because you know, it is very hard work, and sometimes it hurts when you don't see things because you think you're supposed to reward. You're like, why are you not rewarding me, God? I'm doing all this hard work for you. But it's sometimes God is saying, like, you need to be patient, you need to be humble a little bit, and you need to work on yourself before I can give you what you need. So I'm just grateful for all the opportunities God has given us, and just the ability to be patient and to continue to work hard for what is coming.
I was just going to say, I'm thankful for opportunities that God's given us, because there's been multiple times where we've been praying for certain things, and whether it's with GFM or in personal life or like for people around us, it's been really cool this year to see all of the prayers like being answered, and some of them not answered yet, but just in a work of progress. And it's cool because prayer is powerful, and it's kind of a thing that we forget how powerful it truly is, because we are talking to like our Father. And so he cares for his children, and we're told in the Bible that, you know, we ask and it'll be answered. And so whether that's a yes, no, or a wait, like it's been really cool to actually sit there and think about the answers instead of just like, oh, hang on, this is okay, I'm gonna go on with my day. Like actually sitting there and seeing things happen and seeing prayers be answered and seeing especially with a lot of like the COVID stuff, seeing like people getting better and like praying for people and for situations that they're in. It's been really cool. And I'm really thankful that those opportunities happened and we're able to either strengthen a lot of our faith or just kind of give us an encouragement to keep praying and keep going.
I am really encouraged to hear the way that you speak, just the way that you say things, your degree of thankfulness. It's not just the general, like you were saying, hey, I'm thankful for my sisters. There's depth to it. And it really shows to me that depth of the walk that you have with the Lord. And the Lord, I believe, is going to continue to bless you as you continue to pursue Him. I see for you this tour that you're on is, you know, the result, the fruit of prayer, the fruit of you learning how to communicate with each other. And as you continue to do that, the Lord is going to continue to bless you because you're doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it for the people. You're doing it for those who are hurting that need to hear the message. And I am thankful for the work that you're doing in cutting across the grain and being bold and stepping forth in your callings. And that is just to be commended, especially at such a young age, the wisdom that you have. I really appreciate that. Before we close tonight, ladies, do you have anything else that you would like to share with us?
Definitely keep following us on our social media at the JFM Band because we have a lot of big things coming. We had a lot of everybody excited because we're like, we had announcement one. And so we announced the tour and then we're like, announcement two. And so we announced that we're in LA working on new music. But there are more big announcements that are coming very shortly. So definitely stay posted for that. It's really, really big and really, really cool news. And we're just excited to share it with everybody and to continue releasing music and going on tours and all kinds of cool stuff.
May the Lord continue to bless you, ladies, and enjoy your Thanksgiving. Are you going to get some downtime?
Yeah, we should. We should be home, I think, a day before Thanksgiving.
Okay, good. Well, next week during Thanksgiving on Thursday, we always live stream on Thursdays. I will not be here. We're taking the week off because I'm going to be getting my drumstick on off of a turkey and enjoying that on Thanksgiving. So, hey, everybody, thank you for joining us. Ladies, thank you for joining this evening. And hope the rest goes well in the studio this afternoon where you're at still. And we're going to call it a night here. And until December 2nd when we come out, come back on. Everybody, peace out and rock on.
LithosCry.com.